This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
You know the cupcake rage of the past couple of years, nay, bubble, if one is cynical about it? All right, keep that in your back pocket and think about bitcoins, the cyber currency that's been quite bubblicious itself this past month or so. Now, you roll them all together, and what do you get? You get a cupcakery that takes bitcoins is what you get. Jennifer Longson owns Cups and Cakes up in San Francisco. Jennifer, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you.
So how often do you get people coming in the door saying, listen, I want to pay you in bitcoins?
Well, back in October when we first started, it was maybe once or twice a month, and now it's more like 3 to 5 times a week.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
How does it work? Do they wave their cell phone at your reader or something?
Well, we use an iPad as our register system, so we just bring up the BitPay app. Oh. And we type in how much they owe us. Up pops a QR code, and they scan it with their online wallet on their phone. And in about 30 to 60 seconds, it pops up that it's been confirmed.
Do you not have to worry about exchange rates and all that? It must make you crazy keeping track of how much bitcoins are worth.
Well, no, BitPay actually does that automatically. Wow. So I don't have to do any exchange rates. I just type in U.S. dollars how much they owe us, and it automatically converts it.
Now, you'll grant me that cupcakes and bitcoins are an unusual combination, yes?
Yeah, I suppose so.
So how did you get there?
Well, I'm in San Francisco, and I am married to a tech guy who loves Bitcoin and convinced me relatively easily, don't get me wrong, to start taking it. And it took about maybe 10 minutes.
How many Bitcoins do you suppose you have in the bank right now?
I have absolutely no idea. What? I don't keep track of how many we have.
Your accountant's going to have a chat with you about that, I'm sure.
Well, so here's the thing. Okay. I don't really count it as income because I don't ever really see it. It stays as Bitcoin, so I don't really spend it.
But your husband has the warm and fuzzy of knowing that he's doing this?
Exactly.
Not to cast aspersions here, but do you worry at all about the twin bubbles, the bubbles in Bitcoins and the bubble in cupcakes, perhaps?
No, I don't. So there's two parts to that. With the bubble in Bitcoin, everything's going to be sort of vaguely unstable. It's new. But I think eventually they'll stabilize out once people sort of use it more.
And the cupcake bubble, you're not so
and
worried
about
that?
And the cupcake bubble, the first cupcake reopened like 15 years ago. How is that a bubble?
I don't know. Houses have been around for a long time.
They have indeed. Well, I mean, my business is just as good as usual, if not better. And, you know, we're also a very small bakery. We haven't expanded. So there's two employees plus me.
If you were going to do a Bitcoin cupcake, what would it look like?
Well, we actually have done some Bitcoin cupcakes.
Man. That was a throwaway question. Are you kidding me?
No joke. Bitcoin cupcakes.
No
there it
joke.
Is.
Jennifer Longson. She owns Cups and Cakes Bakery up in San Francisco.
Yes.
Jennifer, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.